It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Yeah, well, better.
That's good.
Better than yesterday. It's good to be back vertical again.
You know, it's always positive.
You always think, you know, when you're working every day, you kind of think, gosh, wouldn't it be fun just to lie around and do nothing, and lie around in bed, lie around on the couch all day? It really isn't that much fun. It really isn't. Maybe that's just the condition you're in some days, yeah. But it just does. It sounds like a lot more fun than it is. I suppose it's like everything else in the world. The fantasy is always better than the reality. Mm-hmm. And you think it's going to be great, but yeah. It's just a long day is all it amounts to. You feel like you're missing out on everything, too. That's the problem. Oh, well. Kendall Warren will fill us in. He'd like to tell us today what's going on down at W&S Suppliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Use Maytag drying center like new. Got two used front load washer dryer sets. Both in very good condition. One used automatic washer, several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Use two-door refrigerator top freezer, have two of those to choose from. Use two-door bottom freezer models, both in good condition, one of them a new compressor. Use 16-foot upright freezer, very clean. Four used side-by-side refrigerators, two of them near new. Two used built-in dishwashers and one used portable dishwasher. Gas and electric water heaters, of course, we deliver, install, and haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Good discounts if you choose to pick the water heater up, take it home, and take care of the installing yourselves. Gas and electric ranges by Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Frigidaire, and Estate. Freestanding on display and built-in cooking appliances available on special orders such as cooktop, built-in ovens, drop-in ranges, and slide-in ranges. Freezers, Chestnut Upright, got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Well, this time of the year, one of the things we see so much outside would be the fallen leaves. Trees are getting bare as the leaves go from upstairs to downstairs now, and we see an awful lot of those in some folks' yards. Trees are wonderful until they start dropping all those leaves on you. Then all of a sudden you wonder why in the world I planted so many of those doggone things. But they, you know, they cause all kinds of fun stuff to happen. Most of them is back-breaking work. A lot of folks will get out this time of the year and do a lot of that raking and stuff, although I see some folks out with the riding mowers and the baggers on the back doing the best they can. And I've seen a few folks kind of raking the leaves up into small piles and just using the push mower, going out and running over them like that, trying to, you know, crunch them down as best you can. And it's a lot easier than having to rake and bag them like that. Well, that's back-breaking work. Really hard on the back. But a lot of things that, but what do you do with all those leaves anyway? Iowa State University Extension talked a little bit about composting some of those leaves. Yeah, there are a lot of different things you can do with them. Remember back in the day, we used to pile them up in a big pile and jump in them, which seemed like a lot of fun. Again, the fantasy, way better than the reality. Used to think that was a lot of fun when you were a kid. Let's just rake them in a big pile. Let's go jump in them. And that was fun until you actually did it and then realized that it's not like jumping on a bed. It's you're jumping on next to nothing and landing hard on the ground. We actually even jumped from a tree limb one time.
That didn't end well.
I'm surprised nobody broke an arm, for crying out loud, to be honest with you. It was over at my grandmother's house, and the tree limb wasn't very high to begin with. It probably wasn't more than 4 or 5 feet high, but still not the smartest thing in the world, you know. But it always seems like fun. It worked for Charlie Brown. You know, they never had any trouble jumping into a pile of leaves. Yeah. But they're cartoons. It doesn't work so well sometimes for us. And I'm sure emergency rooms all over the area can tell you a few stories here and there about instances like that. You know, some folks who have the ability to do so, especially have some rural property, will take out and pile them up and burn them off. And that's all fine, too. But, you know, when you live here in town, or, you know, you just don't have the room to do those kinds of things. So what else do we do with all those leaves? Well, you can bag them and take them out to compost sites and things, or you can just kind of take care of them yourself. There are a lot of inexpensive composting vehicles that you can buy out there, different types of pieces of equipment that allow you to compost. Some are pretty simple, just big plastic containers that sit with a little handle so you can turn them every now and again to continue to compost over time. But you can do whatever you want with those. But some folks like to take those in and make them into mulch, too. And one of the most common questions they get is about oak leaves. Can they be used as a garden mulch? Well, the answer is yes, but Oak leaves are slightly acidic, but an oak leaf mulch should actually have little effect on the soil pH if you're going to use that as a mulch. The shredded leaves are an excellent mulch for vegetable gardens, especially for raspberry plantings, perennial flower beds, and around trees and shrubs. Those oak leaves can be shredded with a lawnmower or just a regular old leaf shredder, and that can take care of that. So in some areas, they can really be helpful. What about the nutrient content of composted leaves? Another common question that they get. Well, the nutrient content of composted leaves is actually very small. The levels of nutrients vary somewhat from the different species. However, the nitrogen content of composted leaves on a dry basis usually varies from just a half to 1%. Potash amounts are in the same range, and phosphate amounts are around just a tenth of a percent. Increasing the organic matter content of the soil is the main benefit of incorporating composted leaves into the soil. Now, if you do compost, another question they commonly are asked is, how can I accelerate the decomposition of the leaves in my compost pile? Well, leaves that contain high levels of carbon, but they also contain small amounts of nitrogen. So the microbes that decompose leaves and other types of organic matter do require nitrogen for their own metabolism and growth. A compost pile, composed mainly of leaves, rather, decomposes slowly because the leaves don't contain adequate levels of nitrogen for those microbes. So to promote decomposition, you might want to mix the leaves with some grass clippings or other materials that are high in nitrogen. And if possible, you want to shred those leaves prior to composting. The smaller the size of the material, well, the faster the rate of decomposition. So if you want to construct compost piles, do it in layers. Each 6 to 8 inch layer of plant material should be topped off with 1 inch of soil or compost, and a small amount of an all-purpose garden fertilizer, like a 10-10-10, can also be added to supply nitrogen to those microbes. You continue to build that compost pile in layers until it's about 3 to 5 feet high. And then also, finally, you want to water that pile regularly, and then turn it about once every 2 weeks or so as well. And what about a winter mulch? Are leaves good for that? Well, they say that winter mulches are applied to plants like strawberries and chrysanthemums in fall to prevent damage caused by extreme cold or repeated freezing and thawing of the soil during the winter months. The leaves actually are poor winter mulch for strawberries and some perennials. The leaves do tend to mat down and they don't provide much protection. So clean, weed-free straw and pine needles are excellent winter mulches. Straw and pine needles don't mat down, and they do provide good winter protection, and they're also pretty easy to remove in the springtime, too, if you want to do that. Now, getting to those leaves, if you're one who wants to go out and do some raking, or well, let me rephrase that. Does anyone really want to go out and do some raking? If you're one who has to go out and do some raking, it's not a chore that you usually choose. It's one you're kind of forced into. Doing it might be a little bit difficult here very soon because looks like that forecast is going to turn on us a little bit. We've actually already seen a little bit of snow already this year, not really enough to place book on, but we're supposed to get some snow tonight. I just got a quick peek at that forecast, and you've got it over there in front of you, Chris. It's calling for what, maybe an inch or two?
Yeah, possibly an inch or two of accumulation here during the overnight into the morning, but sounds like it won't stick around too awfully long either, though.
Well, if you're out driving at all in that, because you know, we all know what it's like, that first real decent snow that we get each year. Everybody kind of forgets how to drive in the snow, and some folks are overly cautious, other folks are probably a little too aggressive yet, as they are in normal conditions anyway, and that could cause some issues out there too. So be careful if you're out there, and might be a good time to start thinking about, before we get into the dead of winter, to start thinking about what you need to do to make that car winter-proof as well. Mm-hmm. Do all those kinds of things that you need to take care of before you get out there. Remember the good old days when we used to put snow tires and chains and all other stuff on? Don't do much of that stuff anymore with the all-weather tires, but still there are some things we can do to make sure that we winterproof our cars so you don't have any issues out there, too. But watch for that little bit of snowfall here coming up here tonight, and I guess you're forced to go home and rake leaves tonight now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do it after work.
Get the chance, I guess.
Do it after work before the snow piles them all in. Turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got dishwashers, built-in and convertible portable. We offer Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG Maytag, and Frigidaire. Get some excellent values on some closeout models, and of course we do deliver them, install them, take care of the old machine, and service it after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Dehumidifiers in stock. Lots of refrigerators in stock by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, Frigidaire, and Estate. Very good selections of models, colors, and sizes in stock. Got some closeouts on some three-door models, French door with a bottom freezer. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for stopping by the way. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and watch out for that snowfall later on tonight. And God bless America.